I'm Eric Gould with your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 26th. To help curb the spread of COVID-19, Governor Jared Polis has issued a statewide stay-at-home order that went into effect at 6 o'clock this morning. The order is slated to last through April 11th. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on what this means for residents.
Coloradans will still be able to go out to get groceries, take walks, and care for loved ones, but Polis is ordering most of the state's 5.7 million residents to stay at home at all other times. The order does not apply to essential workers like doctors and first responders. He says the state's previous social distancing efforts have not been effective enough at slowing the virus.
Now, our generation is being called upon to sacrifice to save the lives of our fellow Coloradans and our fellow Americans. And that sacrifice is staying at home. And that is a sacrifice for those who live paycheck to paycheck.
Polis made the order hours after the state reached more than 1,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus. The stay-at-home order will last until April 11th. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
And here's more information about the state stay-at-home order in the governor's press release. This executive order means Coloradans should not be leaving their homes except for critical activities, including obtaining food and other household necessities, including medicine, going to and from work if you are a critical employee, seeking medical care, caring for dependents or pets, caring for a vulnerable person in another location. Cannabis and liquor stores will remain open, or participating in outdoor recreation at a legally mandated safe distance of 6 feet or more from other parties. Governor Polis sent a letter to the Trump administration urging the president to declare a major disaster for the state of Colorado. A major disaster declaration would free up resources for medical care, housing, unemployment assistance, crisis counseling, hazard mitigation, and more. California, Washington, and New York have received these declarations. The governor announced that the state lab has eliminated its backlog, and there will be new labs coming online at the University of Colorado, Colorado State University, University Hospital, and Children's Hospital. Following suit with other communities across Colorado, Hinsdale County adopted a more strict public health order in response to the novel coronavirus. For KVNF News, Laura Palmisano reports.
The updated order adopted earlier this week directly addresses construction, travel, and short-term lodging, including hotels, vacation rentals, and campgrounds in Hinsdale County. According to the order, residential and commercial construction sites may continue to operate as long as CDC cleaning guidelines are met, hand sanitation stations are on site, there are less than 10 people working, and physical distancing is practiced. However, exemptions can be issued by the county's public health director. The school district received such a waiver to allow renovations to continue on the Lake City Community School. It's considered a critical infrastructure project. Local public health officials say the school district submitted a proposal to protect workers that goes beyond the guidelines laid out in the public health directive. The travel stipulation states anyone that's away from Hinsdale County for more than 24 hours must shelter in place for 14 days, and strongly encourages people that travel away for less than that time to isolate themselves for at least 7 days. These rules still allow residents to leave their homes for necessary services such as medical care or groceries. Christine Borchers is the Hinsdale County District 2 Commissioner.
I think for us in Lake City, it means that we can protect ourselves and our vulnerable members of our community by keeping our distance, but still checking on each other, picking up the phone and making sure that our neighbors are okay.
Additionally, short-term lodging in Hinsdale County is only available to primary residents and essential personnel. For KVNF News, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City.
Water providers in the West are changing their operations during the coronavirus outbreak to make sure cities and farms don't run dry. Luke Runyon has more.
The responses from water agencies vary from extreme to modest. In San Diego, a coastal desalination plant has instructed some of its staff to live on site to avoid bringing the virus into the facility, while many others, like Denver Water, are simply stepping up social distancing at treatment facilities. The Central Arizona Project, which hauls water from the Colorado River to Phoenix and Tucson, has started staggering work schedules and changed its control room's HVAC system to prevent any airborne transfer of the virus. The federal government has designated water infrastructure a critical service during the outbreak. I'm Luke Runyon.
And here is an update on the situation in Montrose from Media Relations Manager Katie Jurgensen. To date, 186 tests have been given in Montrose County. Of that number, 151 are pending tests, 29 are negative tests, and 6 are positive cases. Montrose County Public Health has a test site available for individuals who meet criteria to be tested. In order to be tested, please call your primary care provider first and describe your symptoms. The Emergency Operations Center has heard reports of children getting together for play dates and hanging out. We know it is hard to remain socially distanced, but we highly discourage parents from sending children to sleepovers, play dates, or other gatherings at this time. It is important to remember that children may not be symptomatic, but still could be carrying the coronavirus. And finally today, this is from the Denver Post. The United States Senate, with the approval of Colorado's senators, passed the largest economic stimulus package in American history late Wednesday night, an approximately $2 trillion boost to workers, businesses, corporations, and the healthcare system. The legislation passed by a vote of 96-0, with aye votes from Senator Cory Gardner, Republican of Yuma, and Senator Michael Bennett, a Denver Democrat. Both Colorado senators made clear earlier in the day that they supported the massive agreement. The economic rescue package would give direct payments to most Americans, expand unemployment benefits, and provide a $367 billion program for small businesses to keep making payroll while workers are forced to stay home. One of the last issues to close concerned $500 billion for guaranteed subsidized loans to larger industries, including a fight over how generous to be with the airlines. Hospitals would get significant help as well. The rescue package would be larger than the 2008 bank bailout and 2009 Recovery Act combined. The package would give one-time direct payments to Americans, $1,200 per adult making up to $75,000 a year, and $2,400 to a married couple making up to $150,000 per year, with $500 payments per child. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, March 26th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.